5:30, Tuesday, February 13th, 2018, calling to order the Cotuit Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners. Let the record show, Ms. Amy Cates has announced that she will be recording the meeting this evening. Present, Commissioner Pisano.
Commissioner Conley.
Commissioner Zeiss.
Chief Rude will not be with us this evening. First order of business is public comment.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. On January 19th, I received a response from the district that said that the fire commissioners, along with council, had thoroughly reviewed my request for documents and had come up with a response. I found that hard to believe since there was never a public meeting of the fire commissioners, so how could you have thoroughly looked into my response and to come up with a response? Today, I received a letter from the Secretary of State, 4 pages long, where she went into detail of how your response to me on the 19th is inaccurate. I am expecting to receive the documents I requested within the 10 days that they have allotted you, but I am asking that the fire commissioners all be informed exactly to what that letter contains, because I do not understand how you can guarantee that it will never happen again if you're not apprised of what the letter says. So I would like each of you to make sure you get a copy of that letter from Mr. Eager and read it, and I'm hopes to get it within the next 10 days. Thank you.
Okay. What are you, is, do you got a letter from the states? You send it to the Cotuit, I have not yet received it, Cindy. I will look at it as soon as I get home tonight.
If you go on the Inspector General's website, the second order of business is a letter that they sent the district on October 30th that they have released to the citizens of the Commonwealth. I sent you all a copy. In that letter, it tells the fire district they have until November 30th to respond. So now I'm
You lost me on the last phrase. What is it you're looking for?
A copy of the district's response letter that was due back to the Inspector General by November 30th.
All right. I can address that point. That is not a letter that you're privy to. It's not public. Let me finish. This was discussed in executive session at the November meeting. It was listed on the agenda. The result of that was sent to attorney. Attorney processed it and responded before the November deadline to the IG's office. That material is part of their ongoing investigation and not subject to release. I think that you already responded to citing the law that applies to that. And that's where it stands. We haven't heard anything back from the Inspector General since then. And what was the date of that?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen anything.
Okay, well,
and I checked my
mail.
So
there is a letter. That
I only have one copy of each.
All right. We'll go.
That's the one I emailed all of you.
Yeah, I'm looking at my email before I came tonight. There's.
Okay. Well, all I ask.
I think I've seen this before, Cindy. This is the letter that sort of pursued or was in advance of the November thing, where in that executive meeting, or their counsel was there. You know, I think that was understood, and So this is the AG or IG?
That is the Secretary of State who's responsible for public records.
And was this an attachment in, or this was sent in the mail to you? Or is it?
Okay. Mel. Grand Parks.
Francis Parks, Prudential Committee. I just wanted to make a correction. I believe the executive session was the joint meeting that we attended, and that was in September. I think it was September, not November.
Oh, I said November?
Yeah, it was September, yeah.
All right. Next item.
So may I ask a quick question?
Sure.
So we have yet, to your, we have not received anything back from the Inspector General's office.
Correct.
As to what the, you know, essentially closing the circle of the investigation. We haven't received anything back from them saying, okay, this is what you've told us, this is what we told you, this is what you did. This, there hasn't been anything that like that.
That's correct.
Yet. Is that
the Inspector General's office said that the case is currently closed, but all documents have been delivered. So
right, but
I'm not saying who said what or who said what. I just would like a copy of the response to the fire district.
Well, no, no. This is genuine. I was in a meeting yesterday with the chief, and I said we haven't yet received. Have you? To my knowledge, and I think. The other guys would agree is that we haven't yet heard anything back from them. They may say to you as a citizen or anybody as a citizen that the case is quote unquote closed, but we haven't received anything from them essentially saying this is our report out upon closing this case, so to speak. I literally asked Chief Rood this yesterday.
I spoke with him Friday. Yeah. We go over it, all the open things. So.
I would suggest you make contact Neil Cohen, who is the officer of the Inspector General's office,
who is in charge of this, and also,
you know, Speaking Charlie, who
was
the draft of the letter in our
message. Well, did you send this to us?
I have
been
home long enough.
Okay, so I don't want to take up time reading it now, but thanks for sharing.
But I do not have the letter that I'm requesting, but it should be forthcoming according to this, but I want to make sure you guys all have the letter that I'm requesting.
Well, bear in mind that I think your point was pretty explanatory on the subject. If the IG wants to, the office wants to make things public that have to do with communication, I think they could do that. But until we hear from them, you know, I think it's still an open, from our perspective, it's open investigation. We haven't been told in a letter, in a document that we have, that something's closed. All right.
Good. Next item of business is the review of previous meeting minutes. You were both sent copies of
I have reviewed
minutes.
Them.
From the January 23rd meeting. I've reviewed mine and have no problem with it.
I think they
so
represent.
I have reviewed it. I was not present, but I have no problem with it.
Mm-hmm. I reviewed them, and I think they represent fairly what my recollection of the
right,
meeting.
Then I move we accept them as presented.
So moved. Or being seconded, sorry.
In favor, Pisano.
Conley.
Zase.
And the fire chief's report, which I have in the month of January, they were 82 total responses for January, 54 of them were medical, one fire, which was mutual aid to Marston's Mills, three hazardous conditions, and 24 service or good intent responses. The breakdown you were sent...
The incident summary?
Say again?
Are you talking about the incident summary?
Yeah, the incident summary is, you know, this new report summary is quite detailed. It breaks them all down by item and call. I would call to your attention the final page of it. We had, under mutual aid, seven of the calls were mutual aid. Com, Mashpee, were both represented, mostly Mashpee. And of the medical transports, 35 of them were advanced life support calls. So it's a fairly busy month. I would assume so, yeah.
I'm just wondering how many people are in the team to us. You said seven and out. I was just wondering how many
teams. You know, that's a
great sit down.
That's a good question. This report is the result of some of the new software stuff, and I think that's a good suggestion. We can ask for that the chief to prepare those kinds of things.
I thought there was just one fire mutual aid, not seven. Or rescue. Okay.
Thank you. One of the seven was fire. I thought on this final page that if we received, it would be represented. And since I don't see it, my guess would be that we weren't on the receiving end of any mutual aid for the month. But yeah, I had asked for that to be included in the report. But if I'm missing where it's broken out,
I'm still looking, seeing if there's.
Is administration, specifically the network computers. Secure Networks is still working on the network setup with email and Wi-Fi. Adam, do you know where they are with that? I know they've got some of it.
Yes, they have some of it. I don't know. Chief and I ran out of time yesterday, so we focused on the budget, not the infrastructure stuff. I'll go back over there next time. I might be able to get over there tomorrow, Thursday.
Okay. This may have to roll out until next week. We are getting an archive from MegaNet in preparation for closing them and switching over.
Yeah, I've already taken care of all my personal, all the stuff that I need. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Image Trend and Firehouse is already connected to the CAD.
Mm-hmm.
We are still working with Open Cape and the town of Barnstable to get the fiber optic high-speed connection.
Do not hold your breath.
Yeah. Well, the assistant town administrator seemed to indicate that they were ready to do that for us and open it up. So that was a positive step. I'd like to see that.
Levels to that? Is that what the question is? Or is it just
referring to one level? No, we have, we're using Comcast, and if we can get into the high speed connection on the Open Cape system, we don't need Comcast anymore.
It's my understanding that there's two levels of attachment to that.
Really? Now that I hadn't heard yet.
I think that there are some connections that have been made, but at this point, it's sort of like connections have been made, but there's the lights aren't on yet.
Lights are on, but nobody's home.
Yeah, there's nothing, I mean, there's not, there's no services, they still have, we still have to spend the money on Comcast for connectivity.
Okay.
So it is promising, but, you know, I have yet to go over there and say, oh, this, you know, this network, these services, et cetera, are coming through this service versus this service. Meaning cable, whatever, versus Comcast.
Let's keep pushing on it.
Okay.
The next item in the report is training. In the month of January, there were two trainings. The new sexual harassment policy was presented in a training class. There was also independently a rapid intervention training held. Next item is the ComStar report. And you have copies of it. It just lists our net income from their billing to this point. We are in transition as of February 1st. We're in the process, well, we are completed the switch over to Pro EMS, but for at least one or two more months, we will be getting dual reports as ComStar continues to finish out the things that fell within their coverage. But it seems that the new billing rate is in effect, and apparently I haven't heard of any problems with the switch over to Pro EMS. So may it be so. Next item is personnel. Chief Rood is anticipated to be out for approximately 10 days starting today. Lieutenant Pouliot will be covering for him. And apparatus. We have, as I think you know, we have received the new 266, the 29-foot surplus U.S. Coast Guard boat. The hull repair has been completed, and it is currently at Atlantic Marine for the annual engine service. We also have the new prop one, and so it is just in need of fitting out with some electronics and getting a splashy paint job so we can see it coming.
Santa, I'm sure, will be pleased.
Yeah.
But seriously, I did, Chief is already tin cupping for contributions for the cost of the electronics with Mugar and McCourt. Seems to have some positive reception at Mugar.
Great. Very good. The status of the facilities, the septic system construction is hopefully going to be completed the end of this week. It's just about, it's operational, but the capping is waiting for a part. When I went past today, the soil hasn't been finished being replaced right on those back tanks because I guess we're still waiting for one collar to come in. But as soon as that's in, they wrap it up and get out of there. You might have noticed that we're going to gain a great deal of space in the parking lot. We can actually get non-collision parking spaces. That'll be a treat. And we are working on the RFQ for the paving.
RFQ over the pavement?
Yeah. Barring the unexpected, there is still a few bucks left in the appropriation for the total job, so we may be able to get the repaving done as soon as the facility opens up, which is usually the end of March. But hopefully on exiting, Bortolotti will do a good job of compacting the soil, so we won't disappear down the rabbit hole before then. And that's Chief's report. Next item of business. Under new business, we need to designate a member of the board for the policy advisory committee. In case you didn't know or have forgotten, the policy advisory committee consist of a representative of each of the three boards, plus some citizens, and reviews current policy in the district for any suggestions, changes, review, whatever. I need a volunteer.
Okay, I'll volunteer.
Okay, excellent. The first meeting.
Because I had forgotten.
Hmm?
I had forgotten.
Okay. So, Commissioner Zais has volunteered. The first meeting is scheduled tentatively for Thursday, March 1st at 7 p.m. here in Freedom Hall.
That's been canceled due to tango.
Argentinian tango, please.
It's going to be Wednesday, March
6th.
Is it the
6th
or
7th? Hang on, let me look for.
It would be the 7th. If Thursday's the 1st.
Yeah.
Your email works better than mine. I didn't get that.
So this is the policy advisory.
Yep.
And who are the other members?
Lisa will be representing Prudential.
Is there an agenda that's been published? Is this a first meeting? So okay.
All right, lastly, is the draft we've been working on to present at the end of the month to the Prudential Committee for FY19. You have received a copy of the current form of it. Had a chance to look it over?
I have.
And do you have questions?
I have had a chance to look at it, go through it with Chief Rude yesterday, mm-hmm. and my primary concerns were making sure that we, or the process included a historical look back. Sure that, you know, if it had been, you know, we've been looking back for history on these things, and also for some clarity on the actual categories so that they are transparent, understandable, and based on the meeting that I had, I feel that the process, the concerns that I had have been addressed. It doesn't mean that I'm happy with the budget necessarily, but the process.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't show on this draft copy, but in account number 5122, that's the fourth one down, the administrative assistant, that's also the EMS coordinator position, working in conjunction with Shane, we pick up two more hours of total. Prudential wants to fund 6 hours of that position. So it had been eight. They had been carrying 32, to which the chief was rather thrilled because he says he could use all 40 quite easily. But that's. Just call your attention to that. The increases for the chief and the permanent full time all represent contractual raises.
Speaking of which, I was pleased to learn that the derivation on the spreadsheets are driven by. Actual contractual. This is how much this person, this firefighter earns. This fire, you know, it's everything. So I had gone through those. He took me through them so that each of the each of the people roll up. It's not a swag, you know, it's not a hand wave.
Right.
It's mostly to the dollar, which I felt was what I was hoping for.
Right. I think that Ray has done a very good job at...
Yeah.
Yeah. Ray has done an exceptional job at getting us down to real specifics. And as you see in the draft, we included FY 16 and 17 to give you some perspectives. And those represent actual expenditures. So I'm just going down to see if there's anything.
Account number 5125, I'd asked the chief to expand the description of that from training to also research, to add recertification and professional development. So
yeah, I thought that was supposed to be. That's one of the things I was looking at. What I
said to him, I said, the more that we can describe these things in not ad nauseum type detail, but with more clarity and accuracy, the better off we'll all be.
Yeah.
You know, when we go to the village meeting, we want to be able to say, you know, we want to nip in the bud, you know, concerns about, it's kind of vague.
Yeah, you notice we were able to make some savings in 26 and 27. In part because we have a new firefighter at a much lower base pay, and that helps.
And by the way, it's the things like vacation, sick, that's all derived from the individuals. It's a roll-up. It's not, let's put in 10%. No, it's not that stuff.
So this draft version looks...
Which version are you working on now?
The one that you were sent the electronic copy.
The electronic copy, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're all on the same version. I'm going to need to buy a new shredder to get rid of the paper. It's been piling up. This... Except for the listing of where on the second page, 5215 training got moved and combined with the one that you 5125 mentioned. This is exactly where we were the last time through. The one area of concern, we have a number of changes made in the structure with the shift to pro-EMS, and so I am guardedly optimistic that we're going to be able to save over time some money in that training allotment, and particularly if we can get on the open Cape backbone.
Sure.
Because we'll be able to do more training in-house and during regular shifts. But we can't count that one until we see it actually play out.
I was going to bring that up. If you look at the new contract, they guarantee so many hours in the contract, but I don't think there's any compensation in the office. Of course, the new contract, they guarantee for those hours.
There's a lot to be saved if we don't have to pay for overtime, and if we don't have to pay for travel, and if we don't have to pay for tuitions, because some of the recertification training is included as part of our contract with Pro-EMS. But as I say, until it plays out for a year and I actually see what it does, back. I'm not counting on anything, but I was hopeful about it anyhow.
Hope springs eternal.
Eternal. If there are no other questions about it, then I would move that we adopt this as what, as the draft version, that we will go ahead and make up a, what do you call that?
Yeah, what? What do you call that?
Not the ceiling wise guy. Yeah,
a,
right.
A presentable, discuss, you know, publicly available for public viewing and comment and collaboration.
PowerPoint.
With you
that's
guys.
The word.
PowerPoint
that's
or yes. A digital presentation.
A digital presentation, yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want a shill for Microsoft. It's, mm-hmm. Could be anything.
All right. You?
I'm sorry?
Are you good with that?
Yeah, I think the sooner that we can make this public and ask for input, the better. So I'm good with this. The process was right. And then we'll have a chance to discuss all the numbers once we see them.
Fran, what's the date of the meeting? Is it the 27th. Okay, so that's the presentation to the Prudential Committee. Thank you.
February 27th?
Yep. End of this month.
Really?
So, so what time do you know?
Is
I don't in France already.
Not having been at one of those before, not having been at one of those, what happens? What
it is a Prudential Committee meeting, and on their agenda is our presentation of our proposed budget. They get the final say. We tell them what we think we can do, and so we do a...
How do interested parties that are not on this board or that board?
It's an open Prudential meeting.
Okay. As I understand it, the things that we have here are public, so.
Not until we have approved it for
right.
Presentation. It's at that point. No, I'm talking about the copy that we just approved. Now that becomes a public document, but it wasn't public until we got to the point where we all had it. Well, that is correct.
Well, okay. Is it now a public document?
Yeah, I would like to make the motion that we accept this working draft as the presentation that we will make to Prudential for fiscal year 19.
Second.
In favor, Pisano?
Zaitz.
It's unanimous. Also move that we adjourn.
Second.